If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Real Talk, and I am your host, Deborah Rhodes Pettigrew. We're going to switch gears now and talk about how the U.S. U.S. Army veteran Denise Rohan made history on August 24th, 2017, when she became the first woman to be elected to the top position of the nation's largest veterans organization during the American Legion's 99th National Convention. The theme for her this year, is Family First. And she is here with us to talk about the American Legion and what her Family First theme is all about. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Deborah. It's great to be with you today.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. So what is your Family First agenda all about?
Well, the Family First agenda comes from the thought, it's really a life experience that I've had as being part of the military and a military family. When I was a kid, of course, we have our personal families, but when I went off for basic training and I got really homesick, and my mom helped me understand that the women that I was with at basic training were my new sisters, and we were going to help each other and be that family that we needed to be, supporting each other and getting through that experience. And from military base to military base, as I was transferred, it dawned on me that I got a new family. We had that new support network every place we went. And I was lucky enough that while I was in the Army, I met my husband. And when it came time for me to reenlist, they couldn't station us together at the time. And I know the military is getting a little bit better at that than they were back in those days. But they couldn't station us together. So I got out and became a military spouse. And as he was transferred from one base to another, and I was following him as a spouse, and I was having to quit my job and start a new job every place I went, started to realize how important the entire family is to those who are in uniform. And when we had our son, and he became a military kid. And what's happening with our military children across the nation is, as mom or dad are transferring, they're having to quit schools and say goodbye to their friends. And they're all part of the whole connection. It's all a military family. Now, when it came time for us that we got out of the military, we landed in a community that wasn't our hometown, but we still had that sense of community pride and wanting to make sure that we continue to give back to this country. We found the American Legion. And the American Legion really is a family. We have the Legion, which is made up of our war era veterans, but we also have the American Legion Auxiliary, the Sons of the American Legion, the American Legion Riders, and as a Legion family, we make amazing things happen across the nation. What we found out also was after 9/11 happened, and we went to deployment ceremonies. Every single deployment ceremony we went to, and we asked our military heroes, what can we do to make sure you have one less worry while you're out on the battlefield? Their answer was always, take care of my family first. And that's what we do. We're here at home as the American Legion family. People who have experienced deployments, being away from home, missing a loved one while they're gone. What better family than the American Legion family to take care of our military families across this nation? So that's where the Family First theme comes in. And when you look at everything we do, we take care of veterans, we take care of our military, and then we get into the schools and we try to teach our children about what it means to be an American, taking care of the youth of this nation. I always look at it like the American Legion family is taking care of our nation's families. And that's where that Family First thing comes from, just taking care of one another.
Exactly. All right, so where will you be on Memorial Day?
On Memorial Day, I get the opportunity to travel to Europe. I get to see some of the battlefields, go to the U.S. cemeteries over there. But we also have a lot of military personnel, active duty, and their families who are serving in Europe. We'll be visiting with them, talking to them about their benefits, talking about them when they transition out to make sure they have a smooth transition from their uniform military time into civilian life. And we also have a lot of American Legion posts over in Europe. The Legion was actually founded back in 1919 in Paris, France, by World War I veterans before they came back to the United States. So it's a lot of history that's going to be, I'm going to learn about, but I'll meet so many new people, new veterans, new military personnel while we're over there.
Exactly. Okay, so, and if people want to get more information about the American Legion, where can they go?
Well, the American Legion, there's a lot of information on our national website, which is legion.org, just that simple, legion.org, or stop by a local American Legion post in your community and just see what's going on in town near you.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Real Talk and sharing this great information.
Thank you, Deborah. Great to be with you.
You too. Bye-bye.